Almost 20.
Matt, are we live? Are we sure?
I'm pretty sure that we are live. Then that is the topic of conversation for today.
Have you recovered? Are you like mentally recovered?
No, I'm pretty. I was taken aback.
We'll get into it here, but I walked into the gym and went to Taylor. I'm like, hey, I think this is going to turn out really actually better this way, but Matt's just going to be upset all day.
Yeah.
Because of his. So what happened, Taylor? Let's start out by a little making fun of Matt.
Oh well. So first, let's start off with Teddy got us roped into the Zelos games.
I did.
Roped in is a strong verbiage.
But we probably wouldn't have been as keen and excited to do them had Teddy not brought it to our attention.
So. Yes, I definitely. Yes, I was the. You know, the musicians just go on stage and do the performance, and they like the art. They don't really need the manager's always behind the scenes, like, yo, I got you this gig, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so that I like being that.
That was a Teddy for sure. But so yeah. we actually got the opportunity to film the third and fourth workout, and they're going to air it on, well, by the time that you hear this podcast, it'll already be aired, but it'll be aired on the Zelos Games YouTube page.
We'll leave it in the show notes. Do we? Hold me to that, people. If it's okay. Not, I hate when it's not down there.
So we were filming that today at the gym this afternoon, and we had it all set up, and Teddy actually had the cool idea of having Matt and Patrick Clark.
From
the Morning Chalk Up.
Just roping everyone.
I know, he's dragging everyone in. Come and talk while Steve, Chris, and I were working out. And so we started the workout. They're going, they're talking the whole 15 minutes. You know, we didn't have any music on just so that we could hear them over everything else. And we get to the end of the workout, and Matt messed up the record button.
I did. But first of all, I'm glad Teddy roped us into this thing, because it actually ended up, it's cool workouts. It's a cool concept. It seems like there's a lot of people participating in it. Not that that really matters anyway, but I'm glad that there is. But it seems like a cool event. Like, I first heard it, and I'm like, yeah, would that really work? But I think it's getting a lot of support out there. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, back to me screwing up today. Had a little badminton match back and forth between Patrick and I. Had good commentary of the first 10-minute and then 5-minute windows for that whole 15-minute workout. And I look down and I go, oh my gosh, the red button is not on. I swear Well, it was such a rush start. I told Teddy this was not our best effort from an all-around perspective today.
And it was a learning day for sure.
Yeah, you learned. You just said that right before we got on here. It's like, if you haven't learned anything from the experience, then, really, what are you doing? So we did learn today to make sure that I know how to start the podcast, because I have never done that. And the clock is going 3, 2, 1, go. And I am like, the thing's not even on.
It was
I feel bad for him. He started talking. So you guys are starting the workout. He mm-hmm. was talking about it. And I'm looking at my face was probably stone white. And I was looking at the button, trying to hit it. The red light came on. And I'm like, okay, now I'm tapping him. Like, now we're on. So he repeated everything that he said. And then, like I said, we badminton back and forth. We worked out pretty good. But 15 minutes later, I looked down, the red light's off. And I'm like, none of that recorded.
I think I'm going to call it, it's not technically our first episode, but it was our first episode with microphones mm-hmm. after the West Coast Classic. And I think, you know, our loyal listeners who tuned in for that one, we'll all know it's the most comments I get, and it's the how we started. And it was you in just a passionate conversation, just all the feels of just making it to the CrossFit Games mid-sentence. We'd been talking for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. My job was tape record. We were all sitting around it. There was no rush.
I was talking for about 4 minutes. Is this you getting back at me because it was so hard on you because of that 4 minutes of great material?
What I'm saying is that the look on your face, I immediately knew that you did not get the recording and that there is just like a wise father figure to a child. Like, I can't get mad at you. I made the same mistake podcasting. So I cannot, I guess.
But inside you're like, son of a.
Yeah, I cannot really directly make fun of you about it because I'm on the record. You're at least not on the record of it doing it. There, Mom. So
hey, guess. But We did re-record.
Yes.
Immediately after watching the video, and we did much better. So the content that you're looking for is better.
You got two reps in.
So I deliver to you better product.
You're welcome, is what he's saying.
Yes.
Questionably.
I am excited for it. I figured that you guys, I was excited for you guys to do it again once we got the mm-hmm. video thing out, because I genuinely thought you'd do better. I was a little worried about people crashing into the lobby making a bunch of noise, and that didn't really happen. So I think that you know, it reminds me of the worm burp or burpee squat workout mm-hmm. where just everything went wrong, but we somehow came out alive. So we'll have some good, we'll have that linked in the show notes.
I didn't want to do it again. Oh, I was so beside myself, but it took me a good 10 minutes. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
And it's like, you know, it's once the record button goes, like it's like lights on, baby, you got to go. Mm-hmm. That's at least as close as I get to the stepping out onto the floor feeling. Yeah. But, well,
so how'd everything go besides the recording snafu? How, do we want to talk about that, or we want to?
Let's just talk about the Zalos game as a whole and mm-hmm. an idea. It's kind of, you mentioned earlier that it's a cool idea, people getting behind it, and I wanted to echo that sentiment in the, it's a clear move in the right direction, right? And it's an active for the sport of CrossFit. And so whether it's a smashing success or not, you know, a flop that doesn't really go anywhere, this is a genuine effort that everybody can get behind. So that's, I think, why mm-hmm. You're seeing so many people get behind it. And, you know, I'm not expecting their first ever competition to turn into an open announcement level of success. And I don't think they are either, but I think that, it's totally sustainable, and hopefully they're getting enough support. And I know that it can certainly grow for sure. I mean, the mission is to provide more earning opportunities for CrossFit athletes mm-hmm. and more entertainment for CrossFit mm-hmm. fans. And that's to a T what the conversation is about the sport right now.
Well, and I think, like you said, it's definitely something that, you know, this year may not be the biggest year because it only really came out a month or two before it actually happened. And I think they were shoved into a window because of the CrossFit season. They didn't quite realize that at first, but listening to a podcast with, I don't remember who it was, but they were talking about how, you know, they're like, oh, we'll do it in January. And they're like, no, that's Wadapalooza, the Open's just coming up there. And so, you know, this year they had to scramble to get it done quickly. So there wasn't a lot of time to build up hype around it or as much as they probably wanted to. But I think, you know, there's plenty of coverage on it. There's plenty of things, you know, in the morning chalk up and on everyone, you know, big CrossFit people's Instagram. So I think next year you'll probably see a bigger following behind it for sure.
Yeah. This is the conversation in this world. Ricky Garrard and the PEDs will be a major conversation. The other part, and it's been happening for a while, is how do we professionalize the sport of CrossFit? And everybody wants that, right? Mm-hmm. And so many people talk about it. Some people, we need a TV contract. We need not a off season. We need to edit it. And there's a lot of talk.
A players association.
Yep. This Zalos Games by Jared Gray Beal is concrete action mm-hmm. to do it, which is, I just have a ton of respect for that because of how rare that actually is right now. And it's hard to do, you know, it's mm-hmm. he's taking a risk or whatever, an entrepreneur.
I mean, I'm sure he's put a ton of work and effort into this too. He's, you know, gone out with, you know, the Mayhem people. He's done stuff with the Underdog Athletics, and he's really put a lot of effort into this to get people behind it and to help it grow. So,
yeah,
I like where it's at though.
Yeah.
Part of the audio that we didn't get, Patrick and I briefly talked about that you don't really get, you know, there's this lull after the games, which is the first week of August, right? And then you don't get anything until what's usually the first event is Dubai, which, and I think that Dubai started in December, even mm-hmm. it's going to be November this year. Mm-hmm. So you get September, October, November, where there's nothing. So you don't, cats causing problems again.
Right when I get my video, phone out to take a cute video, she bails.
But so you get this lull. There's not a lot going on, so you don't get really a lot of new competitive CrossFit content. So I think it works out perfect because you get to see, you know, again, maybe some of the top athletes don't like this because that's technically their off season and they don't want to go 110%. But it's mm-hmm. cool to see some some relative, high numbers or speed coming from some of the CrossFit folks in your gym and that you follow and some of the favorite mm-hmm. people that are out there. And you just don't get that until you see people start to ramp up again for the season in like late November, December, yeah. and January. Yeah. So now we kind of talked about what we briefly talked about was now that you see a concrete season, meaning open in February, and then you get it to like May, where that mm-hmm. you're getting like the quarters and the semis, and then the games. You really do need something in that like fourth quarter. And I think this might, something like this, which mm-hmm. isn't a huge expense because it's not some, you're not renting out a competition venue, like the Scott Trade Center or something like that. It's in your own gym. You can film it. You put it in. People have fun with it.
That part. It's not a huge expense compared to like some like the games or even the semifinals. $70,000 prize purse. Like this, Jared individually definitely had like it's money on the line expensive, but I would be surprised if he didn't cover his costs with the entry fee. It's not a $10 one-time deal like CrossFit is, it but that's like it's interesting because if CrossFit did that, right, if they came out with a three workout online competition mm-hmm. that was not season related for $20 a pop, 60 people, there probably wouldn't be a ton of like there'd be like maybe some of it, but this is so it's if you do all three, it's $60, right, per athlete.
Yeah,
I think more people are willing to pay for that because of like the up like this money is being used to give back to the athletes mm-hmm. and grow the game. Yeah. Like it's like okay, I have no problem paying $20 for that. You know where the money's going, and CrossFit's probably doing that to some degree, but it's not as transparent, I guess.
Yeah, and some of it too, like Matt said, you may not get some of the bigger athletes to do this competition just because they're in their off season and things like that, but it kind of gives an opportunity for those like middle of the pack athletes to show who they are and to kind of bring their name to the forefront. Like right now, Arielle Lowen is killing this. And I think, she did great at the games and stuff, but I think this is something that will bring more attention to her, probably more sponsorship opportunities, things like that. And so it might almost be good that you don't have some of these bigger, your Thor's, your daughters and your, Brooke Wells, Tia's doing it because you're going to have these, athletes at the games that are, 15 to 40 that are showing what they're made of as well, which is a cool opportunity for them too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking up to make sure I have my numbers right here, but I think it's so good for that type of these types of athletes. Yes. Like Arielle Lowen and just looking like I think Cedric Lapointe has done one and two. Mm-hmm. Like that's 2000. So does Arielle gotten first in both?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's $4,000. Yeah. So that's, I mean, I'm just trying to think of like, so you pay, she, I don't know if Rogue has an entry fee, but she'd cover that. She'd mm-hmm. probably cover her, like,
yeah.
Cedric and those types of athletes covering all their bottom line expenses, at least to pay to play. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Like I said, even just exposure, like, have different, clothing brands, supplements, all that kind of stuff kind of help you out too.
So. Like, Tiger Woods doesn't go to every PGA Tour event, right? And that, like, there's different levels, and that's how the sport like that exists. Like, and it is to like give opportunities to those other athletes. So I think it's great.
I mean, the reality is they can't. Tiger can't show up every week. I mean, then most of these top athletes can't. But
But I mean, like Tiger probably played like in his prime, he's probably playing, one to two a month, a month.
For sure.
And there's the PGA Tour takes 1 week off out of the year.
Yeah.
And so that's, I think this is a very natural thing for a sport. So on the other end of the spectrum, I guess, is Rogue mm-hmm. in terms of, I actually, side note, did you guys notice that the Morning Chalk Club had a post the other day and they, instead of the off season schedule, they called it the preseason schedule?
Oh, I
think it's a bit of semantics, but I do think it's actually an important, like, off season implies like not competing and mm-hmm. not like mate, like, so I did like that. So
yeah,
preseason, but Rogue, the Rogue Invitational is coming up in just like, I think 10 days, like less than 2 weeks. It's Halloween.
I think as we record this, it's a week and a half out.
Yep.
As we record this, so I think this will be out before. Yeah, it'll be out Monday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're behind in our recordings. So 20 so male, female, and legends.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk first about the male, female. Then we'll get to the legends. It's 20 and 20, right, Matt?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And that is like the top of the, really, they have invited the cream of the crop athletes from, and I think looking at it, I mean, again, you don't know, it's invite only, so you don't know who was invited, who turned down, but we see the list, and it's, it's kind of a who's who of CrossFit, the top level of the games there, obviously minus Brooke because she's mending an injury, but I mean, everybody else would be in attendance with that.
The Rogue Invitational is an invitational.
It's only invitational,
But you don't know who, again, I'm certain that there's probably a person who got an invite said, that's not going to work for a weekend.
Or, yeah, Noah.
There was Baden Brown, too, with the Australia travel restrictions. Yeah, no way.
Definitely some people overseas, but, maybe some people that are mending some injuries, having some off-season surgeries, or maybe just taking some time off, and they don't want to go 110% there. So
if you finished in the top 20 in the CrossFit Games this season, I believe it was you got an automatic invitation.
I did it.
I believe that. I never saw a Rogue specific statement on that, but I heard multiple Morning Chaka people, and it seems like that's a 95% fact.
That makes sense.
Which is, by the way, really good, and we should have more of a transparent and invite. This is the process for how to invite or get qualified, so that we can know what the process is like. But those athletes that can't make it or injured or didn't want to make it does open up some interesting places in the competition, like for a Carey Pierce who didn't get to qualify at the games,
or Sam Quant who didn't even qualify for the games,
and so
is getting to compete there. I'm intrigued to see that one for sure.
So maybe that's the gray area that it's the top 20, and then if they don't, they get a couple no's, it was based off of CrossFit credentials, instead of the 21st person, they're please get a couple to say no, Ben Smith's competing.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
And so,
and he was pretty high. He was a little bit lower than he normally is.
He didn't make the games.
That's what I'm saying. When you look at ranking, I guess he was not where he normally would be. Yes. So he's going to fall back and still gets an invite.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
like you said, I think
they're backfilling with credential popularity. Yes. Who they
I was going to say gonna, names that are going to bring people to come watch have, and things like that.
They should have invited Colton.
He was and actually is that where he won?
He won an event. Definitely won an event because I vividly remember his Granite Games awesome interview. Amazing post event win interview. They're like, they started out with a one rep max snatch. He's like, that's gonna suck for me, then I'm gonna crush these other workouts, and he just burned everybody to the ground and won the next back-to-back workouts, which he called, and they were like, the on-field reporters Colton, how does it feel to win two events in a row? He's like, well, actually, you knew you were going to do bad with the snatch. How does it feel to win two events in a row? He's like, pant, dead face. Well, I won the last event at Rogue, which was my last competition. So really, I've won three in a row. And it was while they were interviewing him, don't CrossFit Kilo doesn't lay down after workouts. It was just, he had the mullet and just the voice. And it was literally the moment I fell in love with the Colton Mertens athlete persona. I'm if he didn't have this mullet right now, I don't know if he could pull off the he sounds so cocky, but you can tell he's not trying to. It's just amazing. And I can confirm that he won an event at Rogue.
Yes.
And he qualified through the online
thing. Yeah, and that's the thing that this year they didn't do an online qualifier, because previous years they've had 13 or 14 athletes that they've invited, and then they've had a qualifier where the next top five or six people actually qualify to the invite. So,
which is weird to do if you're an invitational, but I like it.
Yeah.
But Rogue probably is we don't need to do we don't need money.
And it's also kind of we've talked about the PGA, right? They have plans to get to the, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever. So it's kind of the same thing from that standpoint, because you have all these professionals that are going to get automatic invites, but then you have these other things that are going to, that's how you make your way into the sport, right? Yep. And so I understand having an invitational, inviting everyone, but also like it's cool, again, bringing in those no-name people, or I mean, they have a name, obviously, but
yeah,
you know, just a little ways to look at it.
If every event was an invitational, the sport would be in a bad, yes, like there, yeah. Correct. So,
I mean, how could you survive really if you used up consistently the top 15 folks in every competition? What are you gonna, how are you gonna expand?
Again, that's what Dubai is this year too.
Yeah,
that was, so we are kind of getting into that, and I think because they want the big names there, but I feel like you do have to have some of those, you know, lower names there to change up things. And
has Dubai traditionally been that way?
No,
though?
They've always been qualified.
Yeah, they've had a qualifier.
Is this COVID related?
I mean, how is a qualifier COVID related?
No, just we're going to pick people. We're going to invite them. We're not going to have to, you know, we're going to under, I think they're giving them, because Dubai is helping them with travel. I think even, isn't Rogue?
So is Rogue.
Is Rogue helping them? So yeah. I think it's just maybe a little easier in this type of environment. So you may see that go back to a qualifier opportunity in the future. I mean, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying for the first really two big off-season events, preseason events.
It's a weird, preseason. So it's weird events this year.
Which is kind of, just from me being someone that is not going to get an invite, but someone that can earn an invite, it's kind of disappointing in a sense.
I totally agree.
I totally agree as well. There's like the little part in my head that's just like, man, but if I put in all this money to throw my own CrossFit event, Rogue's like, we're going to pay for this event and to put it on. Dubai's like, we're going to pay for it. And I have, they're like, we're going to do it as an invitational. It's like, I have a hard time. Like, it's like hard to argue with it. Like it would be totally different if, you know, this would never happen, but if semifinals backfilled was on credentials, not who finished, like that's totally can't happen. So that's, but I like how Wadapalooza is still doing the qualifier.
But they also are going to invite a lot of people too.
Yeah.
So you kind of have your...
But just having like at least a designated amount of slots.
No, for sure. I agree. And like that's, you know, the year that I won and got the games from Wadapalooza, they invited like 15 girls. And I got like fifth in the qualifier. So I got my invite there. And I ended up ninth. So I beat a lot of those girls that were invited, that got their flights paid for, all of that stuff. So you get those fun stories from that too, which is cool.
That's an interesting thing about like events, because these events want the big name athletes even more so than like the CrossFit Games wants the best athletes in the field. Yes. The other events in the sport just want the biggest draw so that they don't lose a bunch of money. But if there's opportunities, exactly like you talked about, like Taylor Schreier comes in, Drake's ninth, gets an invite, like this is it. If they can like figure out a way to embrace that, like mark the storytelling a little bit more, they could totally That's golden.
A lot of people root for underdogs, right?
Cool.
Like, so they get behind that.
Those are the stories that, like, you know, the guy gets called up from AAA and starts going, like, gets on a streak. Totally what they are, but it's just, they haven't quite, I think, like, capitalized. Like, Cold Mertens, like, that's would be a great, like, Savan loves Cold Mertens. And it's like, he's like, dude, he's a pig farmer, CrossFit Games athlete, 40. He's like, if I could just take Colton, I could make him just like a crazy, like he's got everything you want in like terms of characters. So I totally, it's an interesting conversation. We'll have to, I think we're going to have to dedicate
it. I mean, I see both sides of it, you know, I'm with Taylor, so I want to see her get opportunities in there. But then, you know, like you just said, I mean, if I'm running my own event and I'm putting in a whole lot of money into this thing and I'm paying out a whole lot of money to athletes, I want to put on the best show. So I want to maybe control a little bit and, you know, invite some. So I see where they're going with that. I like how they do the legends. I mean, that's exactly how they do the legends side too, though. So we can segue to that.
At Rogue.
Yeah, I mean, Rogue legends, like all the Rich Froning. How can you really consider him a legend yet? Mm-hmm. You know, because
he's not even a master athlete.
I know, but you know, I'm flipping through the photos, and every one of the photos of like Kalipa and just everybody's and Chris Spieler, like it's all their photos from like way back in the day.
Oh, it's awesome.
I gotta be honest with you, a lot of them don't look like that, but so I'm like, use those photos for sure.
Should ham it as much as the legends. Yeah. I think like just the, like there's, I'm excited for, you know, like there's athletes in there that I've heard names of, but I never saw like compete in the streams, and it's even before that. And like, there's even like people that I've never seen, Chris Beeler or whatever, that will get to kind of know him. And I think it's kind of like, you know, it's not a celebrity softball game. It's more than that. Like, they play at the All-Star game, but it's kind of like, I think it creates some, like, Josh and Rich can shit talk on the floor. That's just kind of a funny, it's like an All-Star game.
Josh Bridge is going to be there, you know. Julie Fouché, Chris Beeler, Kristen Clever. I mean, she hasn't competed in, my gosh, we haven't seen her in like probably 5 or 6 years, maybe at least. Miko Salo is going to come. He run the CrossFit Games in like 2007.
Maybe.
Becca Voigt, Dan Bailey, Tovar. Tovar's going to be pregnant.
Yeah, she's like four months pregnant. Yeah.
Kaliba, Tanya Wagner. I mean, she can be, that was she like won one of the first ones.
2009, I think.
Maybe even earlier than that.
Or 2008.
Matt Chan, Tommy Hackenbrook, Alvarez, Josh Everett. I mean, it's a list of like who's, if you've been around in the sport for a while, it's a list of who's who.
Awesome.
Before, which is, and they, what I liked about it was last year, I don't think Josh was there, but Chris Beeler and Kalipa, they were like, you know, they were talking smack back and forth. That's, they were just having, having so much fun during the event. I mean, there was all smiles, there was no pressure. You know, you didn't see that like 3-2-1. Everybody's so focused, like laser focused, like don't talk to me. They're still giving each other trouble, like in the middle of the workout. It was pretty, pretty fun.
Yeah, and I think it's just cool to see like how far like the sport has evolved too from that same point. And seeing like, for me, seeing the women that kind of made all these things like possible, you know, because guys could always do these strong, stupid things, and having like the women out there being like, you know, these are the people that made it acceptable to be able to snatch it, to be able to squat, be able to, you know, do all those things and kind of bring that like strength, like is beauty kind of thing to the CrossFit world and just the world in general. So it's pretty cool.
I hope they have lots of like throwback footage to like Aromas days and I'm sure like, they will. Yeah, all that shit.
Everybody with like basketball shorts on and
like, they've all got their like shin guards on and their elbow guards on. And
I mean, Julie Fouché, she's freaking running CrossFit Health now or whatever. That's great. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that type of, so I think it's a cool, totally cool thing. I wonder if it's, you know, who knows if it's something that could like grow, like could a Wadapalooza, you know, if Rich is starting this mayhem desert heat, like could that eventually have some sort of a legends category? I don't know if it's you know, how much it can happen until it gets diluted, but I think it's a cool
concept. It'll be fun to watch for sure.
Okay, before we move on, let's I'm gonna put us all on the spot with let's pick a winner, female and male, for the Rogue Invitational.
Man.
To you.
Maybe we pick a podium.
Pick second place.
Okay, right, so Tia. Does Medeiros beat everybody again?
He's going to be there.
I wouldn't be surprised. He surprised me at the games with how like focused and how intent he was on, you know, winning. And I think that I would not be surprised to see him back on top of the podium, but I think the guys' race will be much closer than the girls' race. I think Tia is just so dominant.
But I'm
gonna go BKG. Nice.
Oh yeah, I like BKG.
And then Malobran. Nice.
To win?
Well,
it'll be on the podium.
We have to.
That's gone. Okay. That's a foregone conclusion.
All right.
We have to do a podium. I can't believe I made that mistake of just saying let's pick a winner of each with Tia. We have to do it. So we each have Tia winning. Does that right? No upsets.
No, I think so.
So for number two, does Laura? Let's see.
I'm gonna go with Kari Pierce.
Oh, I like that. So. For second, number two,
second place.
Second or third. I'm going with.
Well, who's
I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna say Malibran second place.
Okay.
And BKG winning.
BKG winning. Okay, I like that. That's
upset.
Who do you? So Medeiros second on yours?
Yeah, Medeiros. He's definitely gonna be on the podium. Maybe even the first spot. But I think BKG. You know, he's always a well-rounded athlete. He always shows up. He works hard. He's always in. He's always in contention in workouts.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Like he just can't get past that. That next step, I think, you know, like, this is perfect for him.
I forget if it might have been Brian Friend that said this, probably, but they said this being like, it felt bad coming out of their mouth. But he's like, he's just like a better version of Scott Panchik. Like, so I like that.
He always is like Scott Panchik. Yeah. He's always right there. Yep. Like Panchik was always like right there.
He's always in the top forever like five. Fourth. I think my second girl on the podium, I don't know, I'm kind of between two. I'm going to say Laura Horvath or Christy Aramo, solely because Rogue does a lot of weird events. They do a lot of like carries and, you know, yokes and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like those two girls do really well with like the odd object events. So I think it'll be fun to see that. So
Rogue's got to be.
Who you got, Teddy?
Rose got to be heavy barbell. Seven events. Mm-hmm. Mostly, you're not going to see a tota bar run a mile and a half tota bar workout. I'm going to go wild card for the men on number one. I'm going to go with Guy winning. Guy Maros.
Oh, yeah. He seems to be pretty.
I'll need like. Rogue is heavy barbell anyway, but I'll need them to be all very, very heavy for that. But I'll go Guy. Vellner, Medeiros.
All right.
Okay.
Female, I will go.
Who for second and third?
Tia. I really like the Carrie Pierce now after that. I'm going to go Tia, Amanda, Barnhart, Mallory O'Brien. And right. Mallory O'Brien, kind of a fanboy pick. Just I hope that she does well.
No, I mean, she's. Young enough where she's been training hard, I think, probably, judging from Instabook.
I love Laura's so good. I'm not sure if it was the last year's Rogue or the year before that, but she literally, that was the event that she could not finish because she couldn't meet the minimum work requirement for the handstand.
Yeah, I didn't forget about that, but I think she's worked on that weakness, so hopefully.
So where she doesn't get like kicked out, or maybe she was at Rogue.
No, it and was. Then, yeah. She didn't, because it was deficit strict handstand push-ups and your feet had to stay within your shoulders or your feet had to stay within your hands. And so
can I take us off course for 2 seconds and ask like why the minimum requirement makes some like whatever it's you gotta get to first base or like for Rogue why is the minimum work requirement exist in terms of like a Rogue is like I think they let her keep competing but like you get last place but we don't want you to so what is the reason for that?
I think from a standpoint of if you're going to have someone standing on a podium, you don't want them to turn around and be like, but they couldn't do X. So say you win every event and you get dead last on one event and they're like, you know, they don't deserve to be there or like it looks.
Oh, I mean, you're Dave Castro's words. Like that's exactly like, what did he do to Rich?
Annie. Thor's daughter. So the very first CrossFit Games, she was there. Mm-hmm. She dominated. She was going to win, but she couldn't get a muscle up. Well, there were discussions. There was, I don't remember what the last workout was, but it had muscle ups in it. Most people, she had never even attempted one.
Yeah.
And there was discussion while it was going on is they were not going to give her first place if she couldn't. She ended up getting one, but they were not going to give her.
So her iconic muscle up was to get first place too.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Because she was dominantly in first place, but they were not going to let her stand on. That was going to prevent her. Yeah, she was going to be disqualified because she couldn't get that.
Yeah, for sure. Muscle
up. Like, I think she struggled with a few, and they were like, "Oh no!" Mm-hmm. It's like we can't have somebody win that could not have done a movement.
Yeah.
And I think that was lightly like what you were getting to when I cut you off.
Well, the story like it wasn't
rich,
there
a, the rich rope climb
wasn't there. Was yeah, it. Like we can't give him the fittest man, and if he's the fittest man in the world. Has to be able to climb a rope. If you can't climb the rope, we're not giving him the first place.
Yep. Yeah. Same type of scenario, just a couple of years later.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I feel like we're going to get to a point in the sport where it's like, you know, Major League Baseball had errors around in like the 1800s. And like, it's kind of a, because it was such an old law, like maybe, because now it's kind of random, right? Some workouts have it, some workouts don't. But the practice makes
most
more
of
sense.
Most of the games workouts, most of semifinals workouts, all of those have them. And obviously in like the open or quarterfinals, if you can't do something, you're just not going to make it. You know, there's too many people. But when you whittle the field down to fewer people, and I think that's like, especially with the games, it's a complete test of the entire season. So you need to be able to show that you can do everything from a standpoint of, and that's why you can't make it to quarterfinals if you don't do every workout RX, right? That's why
you've yeah. I mean, you've convinced me more than I thought I was going to be convinced.
So well, and it was like if you go back to regional and I 2014 mean, just painfully watching Megan. That was the first time I met her. Oh, yeah. And the minimum work requirement on Nate was you had to finish at least one full round, correct?
Yes.
At least one full round.
Yes. So you had to do four strict muscle ups.
She got three muscle ups and then got to that fourth and couldn't do it, and then fought for like the next 15 minutes to try to get that, and was unfortunately not able to compete. I mean, that was the end of her regionals, which was painful to watch. But I mean, it's, you know, when you take a step back and look at the reality of that situation, you know, if somebody can't perform the movement, you know, do you let them? It's pretty harsh to let them. I mean, all the expense of somebody traveling there and registration and family and all that coming to watch. It's, I mean, it's, it sucks. It was like the beginning of the CrossFit Games where they invited all the individual, the everybody number one in the country, and then they came over for one workout
and they came over for a 400 meter run.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them couldn't do a legless rope climb.
Just it's a very harsh rule. I mean, you kind of see where they're coming from, but when you're on the receiving end of that and you've got expenses and emotionally invested in that, it's pretty tough to swallow. Pretty tough pill.
Yeah, I think the cuts are a whole that was a whole nother level of it. But I guess to wrap that up, I think it doesn't happen to where very often, like not every workout has like a surprise, like a surprise strict muscle ups like that. So usually, but when that pops up every once in a while and it sends somebody home right away, it's just like, ah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to look up who's all in Mayhem Desert Heat leaderboard. Like,
we'll go.
Should we go to, did we get our podiums? We got our, I think we're ready for, I took us off course. I'm trying to get us back on. I didn't really have much of a segue there.
You want to cut it and do it another? Do
yeah, I think do, we should wrap
let's
up
do that exciting one. News on another one.
Yep.
Where do you want to go?
Cliffhanger. So tune in to the next episode to hear about Mayhem Desert Heat.
There you go.